Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. And today we have with us Jean Logan. Dr. Jean Logan is here with us again, but this time on video. Yay, I'm so excited. So Jean, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Laura. I'm so excited. This is great, the video.
Awesome, right? It'll be fun, and we can show things, and, you know, it's like, yeah, so much more fun than just the audio. But for those of you who are new and don't know Dr. Jean, like I said, Dr. Jean's been with us before, and I just love the programs that she has, the healing abilities. She's so gifted and talented. She's a channel, and she's always coming up with something new, so we're going to share about that a little bit later. But Dr. Jean Logan is an ordained minister of the Universal Light Church. She has a doctorate in holistic nutritional healing and is president of Holy Ground Farm, which is a nonprofit that provides services to Indigenous children. And Jean has an extensive knowledge of many types of alternative healing. So we're going to talk about some of the stuff that she's channeled and brought forth. And Jean's the author of a couple of books, Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, Sacred Symbols of Light, Symbols of the Dawn, and Sacred Symbols Healing Cards. So, and something new today that we're going to share. So I'm so excited that we get to, you know, share these new offerings that she's created. And she works with Source, and you know, she's directly connected to Source and receives guidance from Source all the time. And that's how she actually received the information for the glyphs. But I'll let Jean tell you about that. So Jean, can you tell us a little bit about your story, about how you started with the glyphs and where they came from, and how you channeled them and brought them to the world?
Well, let me give you just a little background that I was not one of these that came into the world hearing spirits and seeing spirits. I was just a very frightened little girl. When I was a child, things were kind of crowded in our house, and there were three of us in one bedroom, and I was the youngest, so I was still in a crib longer than most children. Mm-hmm. And so one night, one of my older sisters got under the crib bed and pushed the mattress up and down and up and down, scared me to death. And I think that became a pattern of fear. My mother would have to go in every night after I had my own room and check the closet and under the bed. And then from there on, it just never ended. My life was always controlled by fear. Mm-hmm. Even on into school, in my marriage, and then I was also very depressed. Of course, when you're in fear, you're depressed as well. But I was always a seeker. I was always looking for the highest. I remember saying, I intend to find the highest path, the highest road, or the most that I can be in my life. And so I was meditating one day, and I saw like a blackboard with some writing on it. And I felt like this was telling me to try guided writing. And so I went out on the deck with a pad of paper, and I tried to empty my mind. Oh, we know how that is. You know?
Yeah.
But I kept working. I kept struggling at it. And finally, I was getting something like some guides that were telling me that, you know, that I could get them. I could find out information about the different plants and about the stars and all this. And then I kept on every day. I worked on this every day. And I got better all the time. And then one day I was standing in the kitchen. And I thought, I wonder if God would talk to me. And so I heard very clearly, well, yes, I'll talk to you. And I ran and I got my notebook. And I got a very simple one page. It was very simple and profound. You and I are one. We are one with all things. And so, and it said, please understand, you cannot learn unless you speak out. Hmm. And so that became, I was pushed into going to Toastmasters. That became a thing about working to speak out. And at the time, I didn't feel anything about glyphs. I did look up. I was a little interested in glyphs. And I would look up on the internet, and there wasn't a whole lot out there on healing glyphs. But it's interesting, as I look back later and I have some clothing from before that time, and I tend to keep old clothing, they have glyphs on them. Mm-hmm. And I thought, so anyway, I did find something interesting in glyphs for some reason. And then someone sent me a glyph in the mail, and it was a glyph that would remove parasites in our body that held fear in us. And I thought, there was that word fear. It said that we have had this from the days of Atlantis and Babylonia. So I used this glyph. I cut it out. It was a little symbol about, and I cut it up about 2 inches high. And I don't know, I must have been guided to put it on my solar plexus. And I had such a reaction. I felt like something jumping around in my liver. And that went on for a while. And I realized whatever it was, I had it. But then I realized it was gone. And so by that time, I was communicating with my guides quite well. And I said, how does it, whoever could do that, who could give that much energy to a drawing on a piece of paper? How do they do that? And so they told me how to create these glyphs. Mm-hmm. And so I started creating some, and I had some success and some not success, but the most important one I was concerned about was fear. So I created a glyph to remove fear from the body, and I put it on my solar plexus. And when I used it, I could feel stuff literally being drawn out of the body, out of my arms and my breasts. And so I just went on from there. Having been married to an alcoholic for 20 years, it was a lot of anger and resentment. So I did one for remove anger and resentment and remove guilt and sadness. And I just went on whatever I was thinking of, but I never intended to put that in a book. I was just doing this for myself, because that's all I knew at the time. I didn't really feel I was here to help anybody else. It never occurred to me. But I kept on using these ones and coming up with different ideas. I saw in Louise Hay's book, a criticism was important. I thought, okay, we'll remove criticism too. Mm-hmm. And I just kept on using these again and again. And then I created one to remove toxic matter from the body. And that was really effective. And I just kept on. And then people I would meet that were kind of psychic, they'd say, I'm getting you should write a book. And at first, I really wanted to avoid that. I never wanted to write a book. I thought, no. Then I'd meet somebody else. I'm getting you should write a book. And then my guide said, yes, you need to get busy and get this out there so you can help people. Mm-hmm. And it took me 3 years. It was a long project. But I kept working on it and finally got my first book out, and in thinking that would be it. But then the glyphs kept coming, and I thought I was making these things up myself, these little pictures. Mm-hmm. And then I had a reading by the woman who wrote this first glyph, and she said that she says, I see you in a cavern in Peru, and you're sitting in front of these stone tablets, and you are getting these glyphs off these stone tablets. And so I thought, well, okay, all right, then I don't feel so silly because they look like little cartoons, you know. But then a glyph is just a simple drawing.
Yeah.
You know, it could be just the wings for a bird or whatever. It could be very simple. And then I had a lot of medical issues. I had a very serious heart condition. So much so that one time I wanted to go to a sweat lodge, and my guide said, do not go, your heart cannot stand it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my God, that really scared me a little bit. And I was getting a lot of chest pains. And so I created one for the heart, and then I just went on there and did for the lungs. And my husband had glaucoma and cataracts, so I did one for the eyes. And everything that came up, I did one for, there was always some issue I had. Mm-hmm. And so I could just continue to create them. And then I just filled in whatever might be missing. And that was for my second book. And then I would get things, I would actually go in on these shows, listen on these shows, and somebody would be doing something great. And I thought, so I'd ask, can I create that glyph to do this? And they said, yes, you can. So I get a lot of information. Like I went to a class on something called body talk, which was really a little labor intensive, which is not my thing. Reiki and all those, they're nice. I think they're wonderful, but I'm not one to want to sit there and put my hands on someone. And the same with body talk. There was a lot of information, but I took that when I found the information and turned them into glyphs.
Awesome.
So I just, yes, everywhere I looked, there was something that would say, can I do that with a glyph? Yeah, go ahead and do it with a glyph. Yeah. So that became a lot of a food for the third book and so on. And it was just a amazing, powerful healing experience for me. But as the books got out there and I would get feedback about the great things they were doing, and I thought, I would always be amazed. I thought, these glyphs are really, really doing that for people. You know, they really, I get some amazing glyphs. I have multiple testimonials.
I don't know what's going to happen outside. Oh, I think there's some soccer game happening today, and maybe there's some excited people. I don't know if you can hear that.
Yeah, I can. There's also with three.
So Jean, most of the glyphs that you have, you know, they deal with not just physical ailments, but also emotional and mental as well, right?
Right. The first book was emotional mostly, because the emotional issues are the basis for your physical issues. And I try to encourage people to understand that you know, they say, have you got a glyph to heal my eyes? You know, or to heal my heart or this. And I explain the reason they have a problem is emotional, and they need to work with both of them. I just got an email a few minutes ago. I said, can you mail me a glyph for my dry eyes? No, I said, I think you need to buy the book. You know, I mean, they need to do it all. They need to be working on their emotional issues. And there are so many. And you remember, we have hundreds of past lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these glyphs are not just removing things from this life, they're removing things from past lives as well. So it takes time. It's like the old red onion there with a whole lot of layers.
Right.
And you can take one layer at a time. You can't just take a knife and dive in and get it all at one time. It would be overwhelming because you're moving energy, and you can only move so much energy at a time without overwhelming yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so that's the thing too. It's like, it's not about doing like 20 glyphs at once. And I can't even imagine what that would be like and how that would affect your energetic system. You know, if you're doing like so many, you would only do a few, right? Or like one specific one at a time.
I tell them to take just one or two and put them on their solar plexus at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Then after you get used to them, you might try three of them if you want, but I would be cautious about doing more at the beginning. The one man, he said he put five on the back of his heart, and when he got out of bed, he said, I almost fell over.
Mm-hmm.
it will make you woozy, and I certainly would not put several on and then try to drive or even go to work the next day if you put on more than one or two.
Yeah.
And one woman put on five, she just got them, and she had emphysema, and she was a smoker for many years, and she had multiple medical issues. So she put five of them on her solar plexus, including the ones for the lungs, and she said she was starting to meditate, and she was suddenly was in intense pain because she was trying to do so much,
mm-hmm.
and all of the glyphs were doing their thing, and it she said she had to take it off 15 minutes later that she felt better, but she realized she was overdoing it. So that's why I caution people, especially with the physical healing book of glyphs.
Yeah.
Now with an animal, they're not going to drive anywhere. And if it's no discomfort, I think you just have to use common sense when you're working with an animal. And they do amazingly well for animals. People ask me, do I have to believe in them to work? No, but animals don't believe in them.
Right.
They don't believe in anything. But on the other hand, they have no doubts. They have no skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
And doubts, skepticism, expectations, you know, how long is it going to take? I don't feel anything. All that puts out an energy that gets in the way. So the best way when using the glyphs is to just be open, say thank you, and just not expectations any healer out there knows you got to avoid expectations.
Oh, absolutely. Because that basically just cuts off the energy, you know, and cuts off it working because you're already limiting what it can do instead of being like, okay, you know, I wonder what this will do and being in that sense of wonder and possibility. I was just going to ask a really quick question. So do you ever put these glyphs in your space to change and shift the energy of your space?
Well, not really. I shift the energy in the space other ways. Mm-hmm. I say a Japanese prayer and clear the house. Mm-hmm. Or I have organized things in the corners of the room. No, now I do use them in other places, like in my chapel. I've got something up way in the ceiling, and the ceiling must be 15 feet high. And that, and like an insect, there's stuff falling down. And so I thought, well, and so I took different glyphs. I drew a picture of the very, just a sketch of what the ceiling looked like. And then I put on three glyphs, one for parasites, because for the chapel, this is a parasite. Mm-hmm. Then I put one on for the dog. I have one for the dogs, for fleas and ticks. And then I said I wanted to use this for that whatever is chewing on my ceiling in my chapel. Mm-hmm. And then I used the other one for termites and ants. And I put that on the picture. And then I say the intention that I intend for this energy to go to the ceiling and then let go and believe it will do it. Mm-hmm. I received a message last night. Oh, I want to use this for my sister. I want to put this glyph on her and that glyph on her. And do you think that might work? And I, you know, if you ask if you think it might work, you cut that energy in half. Mm-hmm. It is not, will it work? It is, it will work.
Mm-hmm. It will. Right. Yeah. Good to know. Yeah. And that's it. It's like, trust your intuition, trust your knowing, ask questions, you know, it's like, okay, which one would be the right one? You know, it's a question to ask instead, which one would be the best one for this, whatever this happens to be. And then just start using it and play with it, right? And test it out.
Right. That's right? Great.
I mean, like playing with it, meaning just be open to whatever happens.
Right. Uh-huh. That's right.
Right. Uh-huh. Awesome. So yeah, I was going to say at the very beginning, I totally forgot, but if you have any questions, you can raise your hand or you can type it into the chat.
Does the screen always show, does the screen never go to me? I'm just curious.
No, it does. When you're talking, it goes to you.
Oh, really? Okay, because I don't see that. Okay. That's interesting. I need to do this. I need to learn Zoom. I got an account, but I'm a little hesitant because people have so many questions. And I thought to have a program where they can just come in and say that would be great.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, it's great. And I find when you actually see people, there's, you know, more engagement and more, you know, you can get our energy better than just on the phone or audio. Right.
Good.
So I wanted to ask, you know, because like, I wanted to ask you about, you know, some of these glyphs, like, you know, you have some for body ailments, you have some for the emotions, and then you have some for like raising your vibration and so on, right? And consciousness, yes, and absolutely. So on.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. So can you also talk about those as well? Like, would you, then, you know, let's say you've never used any glyphs at all, you wouldn't just automatically go to the, right, let's raise my consciousness.
So I tell people to use the first book, basically, Unlocking the Power of Glyphs. That has the ones for the emotional healing and detoxification. Also for clearing the chakras and things, where mm-hmm. place where you start out with. I'm not saying that when they buy all three, if they have an urgent issue, like with the eyes or their heart, then go ahead and you know, you use the emotional one at the same time if you have some issue.
Right. Right. So, for example, I was going to try and find one, but it's like when I type in chakra, it's like every word comes for chakra.
Right.
You've used the word a lot. Okay, so anyway, but, you know, for example, there's like trust, you know, I know for me, trust is one of those things. It's like, you know, it's not always there. It's sometimes a little bit lacking. Right? So here's for example, the trust, right? The glyph for trust, right? And so it's as simple as just taking that and placing it, you know, on your heart or on and the major chakras on the back or the front, right?
Right. Now, but that is a header page. The second page after that will have the 16 there. They will have 16, and you'll just want to use a small one for that. For that particular one, trust is probably all you need, unless you want to put them, you could cut the page down the middle and have them under your feet. And if you were using them for detoxification, you would just take like four across the bottom, not the trust one, but the one for the detoxing, and put them under your liver, tape them underneath, under your rib cage on the right side for your liver. Mm-hmm. Or the left side for your spleen.
And it's that simple.
Yeah, and it's powerful. And I tell them to also use the parasite glyph with it at the same time, because the first time when you use the detox one, because even if you don't have parasites, there's nothing to lose by using it. And many people have parasites and don't realize that.
Right. And so let's say I don't have an issue with trust, let's say I don't, but I still put it on, there's no harm done.
No, absolutely not. Nothing. You can't hurt anything. They're harmless. You know, if there's no need, but I want to say now that there are a few of the glyphs that most people don't like, all the emotional healing glyphs. Mm-hmm. I would be willing to say everybody needs them at the beginning, all of them. Somebody said, well, I'm not angry or I'm not sad, you know. Well, what about your past lives? There's so much buried, and sometimes things can be buried even from this life that we don't remember. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage them to use them all, cycle them through. And there's a glyph, people always ask, can I help somebody else with them? And there's glyph number 50 called reaching out. And with glyph number 50, you could put the name of your, let's say your granddaughter or somebody on that piece of paper and put it on there. Or you can use a surrogate. I use a teddy bear or a doll. And then you put the glyph on. And if you use a teddy bear or doll, you can put the glyph where you want it. Like, for example, when my dog, he got dementia, where he was defecating in the house and he was like a zombie. He didn't know where he was. Mm-hmm. And so I took the glyph, I used a teddy bear, and I took the glyph for healing the damaged brain and put it on the crown chakra of the teddy bear. And in the book, it does give pages with the crown chakra on for the dog, for the animals, the glyphs, the chakras for the animals. Mm-hmm. Now that's one reaching out. And you can, everyone with reaching out, it will go through a cycle of every day another glyph will be used. One day it will remove fear, one day sadness, and you just keep using it. Yeah. And when you end, it goes on for 6 weeks. After that, then you use it again and continue. And I did that for my sons, and I felt like they had no problem, but I didn't feel they were spiritual enough. Of course, a lot of mothers feel that way. I know one time I was told, if you think your sons are anything other than spiritual, powerful beings, you are making a big mistake. Mm-hmm. And so, but I just kept using that glyph. And all of a sudden, the youngest was reading Conversations with God, and the oldest, an agnostic, went to a meditation class at a Buddhist monastery.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
never
what
know.
one woman I told, she said, if my son did that, you'd have to pick me up off the floor. And
that's great. But, you know, and with that, like, it's not like you said they have to be that way, or they have to do this, or they have to do that.
No. I was just giving them a little help, and there's no harm. But when you do this, you always either you douse to ask permission, or you simply say if their soul grants permission, because you always need the permission from the person before you can do anything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because sometimes people don't want to. You know, it's like they have a certain path or purpose or something that they you know, it's their choice, right?
Right. Absolutely. Right.
You can't force healing on somebody who doesn't want it.
You cannot overcome their free will, and you cannot overcome their path. Sometimes people ask about, will this work, or can we heal this or that for that other person? Well, that depends upon their path. Mm-hmm. It also depends upon their attitude and their receptivity. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, it'd be like, you know, I would want to focus on myself, and then for my kids, I would just, you know, I just want them to be happy. You know, that's it. I just want them to be happy, you know?
Sure.
So, you know, whatever that looks like, you know, and so that they have more ease in their life, and they get to choose, you know, what do they want to experience, right? And what do they want to create for their lives?
Right.
You know? Uh-huh. I'm here. If they have questions, I'm here. But other than that, it's like, you know, you do your thing.
Right.
Right. So, so some of these glyphs, you know, I know that you have like some amazing stories and testimonials from people that have used these glyphs in the past, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, goodness, yes.
Do you just want to share a few just to let people understand a little bit more about how they work?
Okay, I'd be happy to. I'm going to talk with a couple animal ones because they're so touching. This one woman, she had a dog. The dog's name was Abby. And Abby was dreadfully sick, and it was just trembling, and it couldn't even lay down comfortably. And it was an older dog, and she said she didn't want to take it to the vet because the vet had told her last time it needed to be put to sleep. Mm. So she had a friend who was working with the glyphs, and she's also a dowser, and she got to put on the detox glyph on the kidneys. So she put the detox glyph on the kidneys, and she also put some rescue remedy on the feet, and the dog laid down finally and then several hours later, the dog got up, got some water. The next morning it ate, which she hadn't done in days. Mm-hmm. And she took the dog for a walk, and the improvement was just amazing. There's so many times with pets, cats and dogs, the kidneys and the liver, the kidneys especially, because there's so much toxic matter in the dog food. Mm-hmm. In cat food. Yeah.
Right.
So there's another one with cats where the woman had a, let's call it the resident cat. So then she got a new kitten, and the resident cat just hated that kitten. I mean, she spit at it. She snarled at it. And the poor kitten was hiding under the bed. And so she took a couple of the glyphs, probably the one for resentment and anger and fear, because the older cat's going to be afraid of being replaced.
Right, yeah.
So she put those in the cat's bed. It's kind of hard to put them on a cat. I would suggest a surrogate. Usually they have too much hair, and some cats won't tolerate them on them. If you can't, use them on a surrogate. Or even take a whole page and put them in their little cat bed under a blanket. Of course, sometimes cats sleep where they want to sleep, so it's hard to say.
they have their own personality, their own desires.
For 2 days, she used those glyphs, and then she used the glyphs for love. And after 3 days, they were the best of friends.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Right, absolutely. And then there was one woman who had a gallbladder attack, and she did not want to go to surgery. So she put under her rib cage, which the gallbladder is right over the liver, a strip of the detox 2, which can dissolve gallstones, the antibacteria 1, she put the one for malignancy, she put 4 of them. And the other one was the detoxification, malignancy, And I cannot recall for the which the other one she used. Oh, there's one for the gallbladder and the liver. Mm-hmm. And she put all four of them under there, and she was in a lot of pain. She was really concerned. And that night, she managed to sleep with it. The next morning, it was about 80% better. Within a few days, it was about 90%, 95%, and then after that, the pain just went away. And so some things take a little time, and I encourage people, if you're using a glyph for something and it relieves the pain, and it often does, just keep using it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep using it. And sometimes things take time. When I had the problem with my heart, I started using the glyph, and I put it behind my bra strap in a little piece of cotton. And it stopped the pain. The pains stopped. This angina or this pain was stopped. But I was told to use it for 4 months because okay. I have a valve problem.
Right.
And but when the last test, there was no sign of the problem with the valve. There were no sign at all. And that I get more rave reviews. One woman in England, she said she with chest pains when she runs for the I don't know what they call it, but the sub, what we call the subway here, I don't mm-hmm. know what
they call it. I think they call it a tube.
Yes, that's what she said.
Yeah.
And when she started using that, and she said the pains had stopped that she was that she was having.
So you know how you were mentioning about they put the glyphs underneath, on the cat bed under a blanket. So is that something you would recommend for people to put under their pillow or under their mattress or under their sheet?
If you're trying something, you could put it under your sheets. It depends upon what you're doing. Mm-hmm. One woman thought she had bed bugs that were biting, something was biting her. And I said, you could put the parasite glyphs under the body. You'd put a bunch of them under there, and they would kill the bed bugs and whatever they reach. That would work. But under the sheets, it depends. The detox one, if you want to lay on your back mm-hmm. and you put it underneath the kidney area, that would certainly work under the sheets. But if you're working on some particular thing, then you want to put a glyph on the closest chakra to that location.
Okay.
So if you're doing the lungs, I would say put one on the back of your heart. That's mm-hmm. a point for the lungs. You could put it on the front, but for some reason, when I belonged to a Japanese healing group, the minister always said, go through healing for the heart or for the lungs on the back of the heart. So I kind of stuck with that, and it didn't sound like a bad idea, but it mm-hmm. it works.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Because I'm always just curious about, can you just have them in your space? Can you have them under your bed just to raise the vibration of your room or, to have a good night's sleep? Well, that would be really nice.
Now, the abundance cliff, one man said after he bought the book that night, he had a dream that told him to take the whole page of the abundance glyph, mm-hmm. put it in a protective sleeve, and put it under his computer.
Ah.
Now, I was told to put it under my pillow.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then one man at the church I went to, he keeps it in his wallet, one of them in his wallet. And he said it works and for him. So, whatever comes to you, do whatever that first thought is, even if it seems kind of bizarre. Go right. ahead and do it anyway. Now, as one of the interesting things that happened with when the first book, there's a glyph to heal damaged nerve bundles, and I encourage everybody to use that because it's really powerful. But he got the book, and it opened to that page, and he said that he's in his 50s. And he used street drugs, crystalline amphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it has damaged him. It had damaged his nerves. He said, as he put it, I had trouble staying on top of my game in life, is what he called it.
Yeah.
And he said that since he had been using them, he was impotent. He could no longer function sexually because his nerves were so damaged. And so he took that glyph and he put that under his on his third eye, and he felt this warm feeling kind of overcoming him, and he went to bed. He said the next morning he got up and he said, it was back all the way. I felt like a 20-year-old. So now it worked for him. He even wrote me a nice testimonial, which is in the second book. But I want to say, though, that not all erectile dysfunction is nerves. It depends upon what it is. So, mm-hmm. But nevertheless, everybody, I think, has a certain amount of damaged nerves. So I think that's a good one to use. And I get a lot of people who have results with that damaged nerve one. One man who said he had the book, he was using some of those for the emotional healing. He said, I didn't really notice much because they're subtle. But then he used that one and he said it just literally, he had to lay down because it was so intensive, because we do get a lot of damage.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's such a simple practice or simple ritual or simple way of, you know, working with your body, working with your emotions, working right. with your thoughts, you know, and so on, to change them, you know, to heal them. It's so simple. You just go through the books, pick the one that jumps out at you pretty much, and put it on, right?
Right, right. What I encourage people to do when they get copies of the ebooks is to print out every one of the table of contents. Get yourself a nice binder, mm-hmm. print out every table of contents and look at them. Because people will say, well, do you have one for eyes? Well, it's right there, you know. So just look over and see what there is, because there's 98 glyphs in the three books total. Mm-hmm. Right. And it covers a lot of territory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And there's one interesting story. We adopted a dog from the Humane Society. And when we took her to anywhere in the car, she would get car sick. And I tried to create some glyphs, and I didn't have much luck. I even tried to emulate Dramamine with it. And she would be fine if I'd hold her, but the minute we'd put her in back with the other dog, she'd start throwing up every time. So I asked. Sometimes I would just, when I created glyphs, I just went ahead and charged ahead and did it. But I find I'm better off to ask. I said, why can I not heal this dog? And they said that she had damaged brain damage from starvation and dehydration as a puppy. And so I could heal her if I would go ahead and create a glyph for that particular part of the brain, the cerebellum. And I created the glyph, and we put on with her, we just put it right on her head. And the best time is right before they go to bed at night. And she looked and she kind of rolled her eyes like that. She could feel it doing something. Mm-hmm. And so we put it on her every night for a couple of weeks. And then she was like 90% better. So we went ahead and did it for another couple of weeks. That's what I'm saying. It takes time sometimes.
Yeah.
And she never got car sick again. Never, mm-hmm. never. So, but that's a very important one. That's a very powerful glyph, because it shows we can heal the damaged brain without cutting people's head open. Mm. That is a very important glyph, very powerful.
So which one was that one?
Healing the brain and the nervous system. It's okay. In the third book. Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And you know, and I also, you know, like that one as well, because it's like that poor dog, you know, all the stories and all the emotions, because, you know, dogs do have emotions, you know, like when the dog was being starved and malnutritioned and so on, that's been healed, hopefully, right, as well.
Right.
Like the trauma around that.
I encourage people to use the emotional healing glyphs on them, because, for example, rescue dogs, well, even other dogs, so you take them away from their mother and you bring them home, and they feel lost and abandoned, mm-hmm. and that right there. And when we adopted our dog, you could tell she had just had puppies. And so I don't know what happened to the puppies. I hate to think about it. But surely there was a lot of pain and suffering with that, whatever happened to them. And so all these glyphs like that, it would help her. And my oldest dog was afraid of thunder. And so we put the fear one on, and I added a phrase into the glyph to remove fear of thunder. Mm-hmm. And that made the difference. Some dogs are so afraid, are so afraid of thunder. Yeah. They're just, and can hardly be consoled.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. It's so good to know that there is something possible, you know, that something can help, even like not just us, but even our pets, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, wow. Thank you. And so now you said you also now created some homeopathics as well.
Right. Just recently, I thought I'd try to create some homeopathics. We have a little piece of equipment that can just to create a homeopathic, but actually it can be done with the mind. You mm-hmm. can just take your glyph and a bottle of water and intend that frequency go into the bottle of water. And then you take the glyph and you tape it on the bottle as well. Nice. And then when you do that also, and you put it on a bottle of water, and when you do that, now this is a spray kind, mm-hmm. so it never touches your mouth. But when you have a dropper bottle, then I encourage people to take about 10% of like a little brandy or whiskey to act as a preservative, mm-hmm. or some vegetable glycerin, or even a little bit of both. Before you use it, you have to do what's called succuss. This is an energy-only glyph. An energy-only homeopathic. They have homeopathics that have a minute particle of something that's been reduced so many times. You don't have to do that with those kind. But this kind, you must succuss it. And so you do that by tapping it on your hand about 10 times or a dozen times. And that to energize it each time. And then you can douse to ask how many times a day or how many. If you don't know how many drops, but if you don't know, then I would just say 3 times a day, about a third of a dropper full.
Right. Yeah.
And I did that. I started the first one. I have hay fever. And so I have a glyph that I created for allergies. And that was very helpful. And I put the glyph on my solar plexus, and it would help. Even, I wouldn't necessarily feel anything happening, but the sneezing would stop, the runny nose would stop. But that gets tedious if you're going to do it all the time. Mm-hmm. So one of the first ones I did was I started making a glyph with it. And I started using it, and it worked. And that told me right away I was onto something. And now I have not used the glyph for the allergies for a couple months. I've been using just the homeopathic.
Wow, cool, awesome.
But the glyph is also designed, and whatever the glyph can do, the homeopathic can do, to seek out within the body and sort of like immunize you again, resolve your issues there. And so even if I don't use it for a while, I have a great, really, I used to have to have one of these little purify the air, and oh my goodness, it was just, and I won't take medication. I will not take medication. It always makes you sleepy, and I don't, I feel it's best if you can not take any medication. Sometimes we all have to resort, but we get a headache. We don't want to ruin our day with a headache, but, that has really made a big difference. So I just kept working with them. I saved all these little bottles for all these years, and I never knew why, but now I know why.
Yeah, yay. Yeah, and the thing is, like, some people may like to use homeopathics. I have some here that I also use. Some are sprays, and some are droppers, right?
Right.
So, some people may... it's like people want to try different things, and maybe the homeopathic might work better for some people for some situations than the actual glyphs. Who knows?
Right.
Right?
Well, it certainly, if you're using one regularly, it's taping something on all the time can be tedious.
Right.
And then if you're just using the emotional healing ones, and then, or just put them under the feet or something, that makes it easier. There's different ways of using them, but you're right, the homeopathics come in very handy. So I have tried about a dozen of them so far. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to evaluate something that's, oh, like the one for circulation. Well, you know, my circulation has vastly improved mm-hmm. using circulation glyph, but how much more, you know, I definitely feel I reduced the plaque in my arteries, but how much more do I need? I don't know, but I've got one here for hot flashes, and it seems to be working fine. It seems to be working fine.
Yeah, so it's about asking the question, dowsing, doing muscle testing as well, right? With them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And you also have cards, don't you? Or do you? Of the glyphs?
Yes, right. Uh-huh.
Right? Right, because some people, you know, they like that too, right? So it's nice to have a different variety of ways that people can use these glyphs.
I encourage people to have at least one of the books. The cards, to me, the best way of using the cards is to shuffle them and pick one and then go to the book, because you can't tape, you're like, what? You don't want to tape the cards to yourself. You'd ruin them. They're nice cards. They're really top quality cards. But the first printing is just about sold out. I think I have half a dozen boxes of cards left. And but I encourage people who just get the cards to get a copy of the book. I know I saw reviews that said, oh, I've got the cards and they really work great. And I thought, how are you using them? And one woman wrote on a review, they're great, but they don't hold up too well, then you need to laminate them, because if you tape them to your body, they get frayed. And I thought, why are you taping them to your body?
Right. Yeah. No, it's good that people are, you know, trying them out and trying different ways.
People are coming up with great ideas. And there was one cute story about the fear glyph. The woman got them, and she put one on her grandson at night, who had a lot of fear issues. And he says, Grandma, I can feel something coming out of my body, he said.
And, you know, kids, you know, they do sense stuff, right? And with them, with kids, they're not like skeptical like we are, right? Or have certain expectations. They're more in the, I wonder what's happening. I have no idea. I wonder what it is, right? So that wonder. And so there's a lot less of the resistance to it too, right?
Right, right.
Cool, awesome. So yes, we can use these for children as well.
Absolutely.
For different things, you know.
Of course, for babies, I would love to see these, like the glyph. There's children who are born with deformities, like heart problems. I would love to see the chance to heal those hearts before, you know, they think, oh, now we need to do surgery and we need to do this and that. And they put tubes all over these poor babies. Mm-hmm. And it would just be wonderful if we could work on this in a natural way. The idea, and this is coming. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going to be changing.
And are you creating new glyphs still?
Yes, I'm on the fourth book. I'm working on the fourth book. Yes, I created it for the fourth book. I've got one to heal damage from mercury and repair the damage, because it's not just a matter of getting the mercury out of the body. We have to, it has done a certain amount of damage.
Right. Already, yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid, I had so many mercury fillings, and then I have one to remove and heal the damage from lead, which is really serious, as I'm sure you're well aware what went on in Flint, Michigan. Well, maybe you don't, maybe in another country, but in the water was full of lead up there, and the children all have lead in their bodies. It's really a sad situation.
Yeah. And, you know, so I'm sure that you must have glyphs for cleaning the blood, right?
Yes.
Right. And because, like, you know, for you know, speaking of lead, just as a aside, so, you know, I dye my hair. I've been dyeing it since I was 16, right? Because that's when I started to go gray. So there's, you know, the chemicals and whatever they use in dye, it's not healthy. So I wonder what effect that has had on me and my body.
I would just keep using the, you know, your liver and your kidneys are the places that are going to get it. And I would just use that to lift the detoxify. But the one thing I did years ago, I used to get a permanent wave. Mm-hmm. And so the day after the permanent wave, I would eat a bunch of beets. And when I went to the bathroom, I could smell that permanent wave coming out. So that's an idea too, is after you put, get your hair dyed, or eat a big mess of beets.
Oh, because, wow.
Yeah, that will clean you out. Right.
Okay, good to know. I like beets, so luckily I like beets.
Yes.
That's an easy fix.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Thank you. So I wanted to take a moment just to share with everybody the special offers, three of them that we have. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Otherwise, you can go to alara.at/show/Jeanne. And so this special offer is, there's three packages. Package A is you get, well, I'll let you talk about it, but it's a trilogy of the three manuals, plus the fourth sacred symbol of Mu. And then package B is the teacher healer package. And then package C is the personal consultation with you. So do you want to just talk briefly about those packages?
Right. They'll get the first three books. And then I believe we have the other book by the sacred symbols of Mu, and mm-hmm. plus the Mu glyph. I was asked to create a glyph to heal children in Africa with AIDS. And I was given that glyph to have embossed on t-shirts, because when you're trying to heal a mutating virus, mm-hmm. it takes time. And if you want to keep that glyph on you as much as you can, so you have a couple of t-shirts with that glyph on, and then you take your shower and you put on a clean one with the same glyph on there. That's the Mu book, the Mu symbols. And then the sacred symbols of Mu, the book, mm-hmm. is got the glyph in that I was guided to use for the children.
Right.
So the second offering. As I was contacted, and someone wanted to do a workshop on the glyphs. And so I said, okay, that sounds good to me. And so she bought a bunch of the books at a discount, and it was a real win-win situation. I gave her a good discount, and she had, some people do well on these workshops. But in order to help her, I took what are called the programming statements. When I create a glyph, I create a programming statement. Mm-hmm. This is the statement I use when I empower the glyphs, telling the glyph what they need to do. It is not in the book, but I thought if I gave these to people who were doing these workshops, it would help them. And so I put together a package when she went on to, and others went on to use the second book. I did the same thing. I took the programming statements from the second book. And so we're adding that in for those people who I call a teacher healers, because people who are really into healing, who have clients or who are going to teach others how to use the glyphs, mm-hmm. it would be very helpful. And that we're having that for $147.
Yeah.
And the price for the three books is, and the Book of Mu is $97. So this is $147. And then for people, I offer consultations. I charge $150 an hour for a consultation. Mm-hmm. And so for the third package, we offer them an hour consultation, which they can divide into two 30-minute.
Yeah.
We can just schedule that through my website. And I have a lot of way of these consultations always go so well, because, and I've made many friends through that. Mm-hmm. But I can help them in so many ways. so many different ways.
Yes, awesome. So package A is $97. That includes all of the three manuals plus the Sacred Symbol of Mu ebook and the Sacred Symbol of Mu antibiotic glyph. And then package B includes everything in package A plus the teacher healer package with programming instructions for 60 of the glyphs. And then package C includes everything plus a 1-hour personal consultation, which you can separate into two. So prices are $97, $147, and $197.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And because you are very intuitive as well, and you work a lot with the body and nutrition and healing and all that stuff, the personal session with you can be very enlightening.
Mm-hmm. And there's no time limit on it. People write me after a year and they say, well, I've been so busy, I haven't had time to do this. And has it expired? And I say, no, it has not expired. The personal session does not expire.
And so Mary's asking, how can we know which of the glyphs our body requires?
Well, first of all, do use the emotional healing glyphs, whether you think you need them or not. But it depends upon what your issues are. When it comes to physical things, what's your problem? Do you, I would use, everybody should use the one for the eyes. I don't have any eye issues, but when I put one of those glyphs on my eye, although when you use the one, it has you put it on different points. I put one on my eye and I felt like something was drawing out, but then I was told we were supposed to put them back here on behind the neck here. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, I could feel like something was going up and down on the sides of my spine.
Wow.
Because the eye issues are not necessarily the eye, it's a lack of energy moving.
Okay.
Glaucoma especially, it's a lack of energy moving. And it did resolve my husband's ex-husband's glaucoma. But it depends upon what you're trying to do. I encourage everybody to use the glyphs for the heart, unless you're 21 years old. What the heart glyph can literally prevent a heart attack and have heart problems, because it will clear out the arteries of all the plaque. And I've had three friends who have gone through heart surgery, and they have the book. And I said, did you try the glyph for the heart? No, I didn't think of it. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I would encourage everybody, use the heart glyph, especially if you're over 40. Go ahead and use that heart glyph and use it for a while. If you're for women, I would take the malignancy glyph, and I would put them inside your bra at several, couple of days there, four of them right in your bra. Mm-hmm. And where that was, one time I did that and I could feel it drawing something out of my breast and even out from under my arms. Mm-hmm. Did I have something serious? I don't know. I don't go to doctors. I don't get mammograms. I believe in self-healing. Mm-hmm. But I definitely have a real experience with that. The right side did nothing. No, I didn't notice anything, but the left side, and there are about at least three different people who have contacted me who the glyph resolved breast cancer. And the one woman was in the Philippines, and but I encourage, she was also doing a forgiveness program and doing some juicing. I encourage people who are trying to resolve a malignancy not just to rely on one thing.
Right, yeah. But
healing cancer is a path. It's a path. Yeah. It involves emotional issues, resolving emotional issues, and also eating the right foods, getting exercise, getting some sunshine, and taking care of yourself. So although one man who healed himself of prostate cancer with the glyph, he said he just gave up drinking. So he said. I tell people, do this, they don't do it, but it helped anyway. So he resolved his prostate cancer.
Yeah, awesome. So yes, Mary, you can use all of them. If you don't require it, nothing is going to happen. Nothing bad is going to happen, you know, so that's not a problem. Mm-hmm. And you said that we may have issues from other lifetimes that we don't know about. Yeah. Emotional issues, right?
And there are glyphs to resolve issues, ancestral issues, that can break that cycle. Let's say you have a history of diabetes, you can break that cycle.
Oh, okay, cool.
And not just using the one to heal the ancestral issues, but there's also a glyph to remove diabetic markers. So mm-hmm. if you are marked for diabetes by family things or whatever, and that it will remove that. It will not heal. If you have diabetes because you sit there and eat donuts every day and you weigh 100 pounds overweight, mm-hmm. you will need to go ahead and take care of yourself and change your diet.
Yes, for sure. So like if in my family there is heart disease, you know, so I can use the heart glyph for that, even though I may not have anything going on, but I can still use that to clear.
Prevent, yes, I would do that. And in one of the things people say, well, I have, this is a hereditary thing. Mm-hmm. My father had it, my grandfather, my great-great-grandfather. You may have been your great-great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many times people come back and have the same issue life after life because they have something they have to resolve.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And so like my mother had breast cancer and cancer of the lymph nodes. And so we were told, you know, you should get it checked because, you know, it's in the family now, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay. So for me, it's like, I'm not buying into that story, but my sisters, you know, they are. They're like, oh my God, you know, we have to go and do a test every year and every 6 months or whatever, because, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, go ahead. But for me, I don't buy that. But if they wanted to, they could use the glyphs for that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Right? Because it's in the family now, supposedly. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And there is no wrong way to use the glyphs. There are no wrong glyphs to use. There's no, you can do them. You know, people often write, can I do this with them? Can I do that with them? Yes, you can do anything you want. Once you get the books, you can do them anything you want, you know.
play with it.
If you get felt like you should stick one on your big toe, go ahead, because the backside of the toe is a point for the pituitary gland. So who knows? When you get, if you get an idea, do it.
Right, yes. Yeah, exactly. If you get an idea, do it. And if you want to use kinesiology, muscle testing, dowsing, you can do that too. Or ask your body.
Well, the books have dowsing charts in and tells you how to use them. So I encourage that. I think it's great if people can learn to douse, but don't be alarmed. Don't be upset if you don't know. Just then you do the best you can. Use your own guidance.
Yeah, exactly. And then just play with it, you know, and then be open to whatever happens. You know, like for, you know, so like the emotions, you know, we all can use the emotional ones for sure, right? Because
and as you use them, you will find that you become more intuitive as well.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, definitely. We want that.
Right.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah. And because, you know, part of what's happening is that those limited thoughts, beliefs, and patterns are being released and cleared, right? So you're becoming more open as well, right? A clearer channel anyways, right? Your energy field is becoming clearer because you are letting go of those false patterns, false beliefs, false thoughts, and or the trauma from previous lifetimes of certain emotional things that may have happened.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, because, I mean, for me, it's like, when I look at it, it's like the possibilities are endless, you know, and it's just a matter of...
Oh, yes, absolutely. And like I've said, the one for healing the damaged brain, I would encourage everybody to use that, because mm-hmm. I used it, and I don't really feel like I had any damage, but when I used it, I could feel something happening up there. And, you know, we probably all had an occasion where we lifted our head under a kitchen cabinet and
yes. Yes.
And we think, oh, well, we can walk afterwards, so we're okay. But yeah. There is a certain amount of damage that it will repair.
Okay.
You don't have to be staggering around to have the damage.
Right. Yeah, good to know. And we've all done that. I mean, I know I have many times. And I think this is why I have this here. I must have fallen or something at some point and, you know, created something here. Like, I have no idea what that is. Mm-hmm. Right? But
right.
We think it's nothing because it's like, oh, it's fine. You know, I'm fine. You know, but the trauma has been done to the body.
Yes.
That happens, right?
Uh-huh. We definitely have gone through a certain amount of trauma that, and sometimes if we have an injury that's never quite healed, that still bothers us, lived to a cellular repair. Mm-hmm. That one man, he had a broken wrist, and he was in Peru, and they set it, and it never did heal right. So when he came back to the States, I gave him some glyphs for his wrist, and his mobility of his wrist dramatically improved.
Wow, nice. Oh, wow, I like that. I was just, I was saying to my husband just yesterday, because, you know, we had bought this really nice bed, really expensive, you know, like a top-of-the-line bed, because, you know, I was complaining how every morning I would wake up and my back would be killing me. It's like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God. So, you know, we got this really nice bed. So he's sleeping better, and I still wake up, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, my hip is still hurting. What the heck is that? I have no idea, right? So maybe there's something I can use for that.
Yes, definitely the one for cellular repair. But also, you need to make sure that you are eating the right foods. One of the reasons that our joints break down as we get older, if we eat too much acidic food, then the body will pull minerals out of our bones and teeth, and the easiest place for it to pull out is the cartilage of our body.
Okay.
So your joints, like the hip and the knees, when you start having a problem, we need to think, are we eating too much acid food? Are you eating too much sugar, coffee, bread, white flour, things? You see, and we all love a little sugar now and then.
Oops. Yeah. I love my sugar. Yeah. Good to know.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love my chocolate.
You nailed me on that one.
Right.
Love it. Right. So anybody else have any questions for Jean about anything that's going on for you that, you know, perhaps there's a glyph for that, you know, perhaps there's a glyph that you can start to use. Or a few, several, you know. It's just, so, you know, I always like to ask questions. I mean, I know we've already gone over a little bit, but I always like to ask questions about, like, what? You know, it's not just your body, not just your emotions, but what if your life in general? What if there's stuff going on in your life in general that you'd like to just change, you know, like the direction of your life or your business or your relationships with people?
Well, there you go back to the emotional healing ones. Sometimes we don't change things because of fear. Like one woman wrote me and she said, my husband always puts me down. He tells me I'm fat and ugly. And she's written several times and doesn't want to leave him because she loves him. No, that's fear. She's afraid to leave him. If anybody is abusing you, and verbal abuse is another, you know.
Yeah.
There's no reason you should suffer abuse of any kind at someone's hands.
Right.
And live with that. So oftentimes they stay in a relationship because of fear. So they need to be using those emotional healing glyphs.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're afraid to leave a job because they think they can't find someone else, or they want to do something more work. That means more meaningful, but they'd have to give up a higher paycheck. Well, if they don't do that, that's fear,
Right.
And a lack of self-confidence. So there's one for self-confidence, a glyph as well.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Thank you. You never know. I mean, there's like Jean says, there's 98.
There's always something. And They are amazing. And this is the healing of the future. This is the healing of the future. And what is coming is what literally the glyphs, the energy comes from the light of God. And when the negative energy is removed, it's replaced with the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. And as you can see from my space, I like images. I like, you know, sacred geometry. I like things like that, you know. So for me, it makes I'm big on that kind of stuff. If only I could create something, even, you know, I have a few things I created, which I know are high vibration, you know, but I love that kind of stuff. I think it is the way of the future. I don't think you have to be limited by only going to medical doctors or psychotherapists or, you know, like therapy in the traditional sense. There's so much out there now that we can choose. That's different, you know, and we don't always have to take pills or, you know, all that stuff. Definitely not. So I'm so glad that there are so many different choices available to people. Chico, did you have a question? You kind of raised your hand for a second and then it went back down. So just curious. Maybe not. Maybe it's by accident. All right. So was there anything else that you wanted to share with us today, Jean?
No, I think I've done that. But one of the things that we need to do is develop our power and realize how powerful we are. And these clips are kind of like stepping stones. This gets us off to a good start toward believing in ourselves and believing in our power. Every one of us has the power of God. And I go back to, I'm not a Bible person, but there are a couple passages in the Bible, "Know ye not that ye are gods." Mm-hmm. And all these and more can we do.
Yeah.
So we have to believe that and remember that. And I listen to Kryon. Do you know who Kryon is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I find him very, very helpful. I don't agree with everything. One time he said that we'll never have a cure for the common cold. Well, the glyphs can heal a cold. Heal a cold. Yeah. But I don't get colds anymore. I do not get sick. I never get the flu. I never get a cold. I don't know what that's like anymore. I can't even remember when I ever had anything like that. And as you just elevate yourself, you leave all that behind. You leave it all behind.
Yeah. Awesome. I want to
show this.
Oh, yeah.
I was walking down to the chapel at my place, and I found in the trail a gold Mylar balloon that had fallen from the sky. And I think that's an omen that money is coming from heaven.
Absolutely.
I believe in symbols. When my son was here and we were walking to the chapel, an owl flew right up in front of us. And I need to find out what does that mean.
That's a powerful symbol. You know, an owl is about wisdom, ancient wisdom.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Wisdom is the first thing that came to me.
But there's more, but definitely the wisdom, for sure. And so what new wisdom are you bringing forth? You know, and what more wisdom are you receiving and gaining from nature and, you know, not just everywhere around you?
And I have crows outside every morning, and crows are change, right? Is that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, crows are change. Crows are also... not just change, but they symbolize that a change is coming, or that somebody is visiting, you know, some sort of new energy is coming, new people are visiting. There's some sort of visitation as well.
Okay. Interesting. I had not heard that.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's something that in India, whenever you would hear a crow on, you know, like it'd be on your balcony or whatever, it's like, oh, someone's coming. And lo and behold, somebody would come, you know, but to call on you for some reason, whatever, you know. So it was like, and so what else is, you know, what else does that mean for you, right? So maybe you're going to be tapping into some wisdom from birds, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It was interesting, though, but I definitely believe when there's symbols or something that's going on when you get a, you're getting a message.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I totally, and so just be aware of that and then ask the question, okay, I wonder what that means. What message do you have for me? You know, what lesson, what wisdom do you have for me?
But I want people to just know they have such unlimited power. And the only limitation we have is that we put upon ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's divine. Every one of us is divine.
Yeah. And we're perfect. You know, we're yes. perfect and we're whole. And whatever limitations that we do have, we can function outside of that as well, you know, and we can let those go. We can use different tools and resources like your wonderful glyphs to help us to overcome or bypass those limitations.
And one thing I want to say, the glyphs can be used with any other, anything.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage people to experiment and look into other alternative forms of healing. But they can always be used. It's not like medical drugs that you can't eat any grapefruit or something like that. There's no problem with that.
Yeah, so there's no contradiction with these glyphs. They don't contradict anything else. And
no cautionary statements and no side effects
exactly.
unless you use too many right away at the.
Yes, just don't use too many right away. You know? Start off slowly. Just use a couple and then, you know, see how that is first.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. Thank you. And so thank you, everyone, for being here with us today and learning about these wonderful glyphs. You can take advantage of the packages that Jean has for us. I'll be sending out the email a little bit later. My husband is cooking dinner, finally. So after that, I will be sending out the email with the package information and so on and with the recording. So go back and listen to this again, watch it again as well. And you might hear something different about the glyphs and how they will work for you or can work for you. And also, you know, do some dowsing, ask some questions, you know, about which one to start with. But definitely start with the emotions first. Work with the emotions first and then slowly, gradually move up to the other stuff, okay? So, because we all have emotions that can be cleared and released, right? So, wonderful. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. And yes, definitely listen to it again. Watch it again. There's so much information. You'll love it. All right. Thank you so much, everyone. Until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. And again, thank you so much, Jean. I just love doing it this way, where we can actually see each other and you can share those wonderful tools. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. And my blessings to everybody out there.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye, everyone. Have a great.
Thank you, Alana.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
See you, sweetie. Bye.
Bye. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, sweetie.